Okay, so by now you have a really good idea of what your top three negative emotions are and exactly how you deal with them, right? Exactly how your body uniquely does them. Now, all of us have certain ways that we do them, and sometimes our ways are very similar to how other people's are. But the important thing is there's no right or wrong. It's just about learning what your specific equation is for those emotions. All right. And this is really, the topic of this week is really about mastering your physiology, mastering your state. I mean, when we know when we're watching top-notch athletes, Olympians, you see them excel at their game, they're breaking records, they're blowing the stats out of the water, they're earning medals, they're earning championships, and this is not by accident, right? They've trained for years to be able to perform at that level. They calculated their caloric intake, when and what they needed to be eating at what specific times. They calculated the weather, the influence of the wind, what they do in the days leading up to an event, how they breathe, what their eyes are doing, where they're looking, where their feet are placed, how they're positioning their body, where their mental focus is, and how to control their reactions to the crowd, for example, how they control their reactions to the other competitors. They anticipate what the potential distractions might be, and they plan for those, and they practice crossing the finish line in their mind so they can lock in what it feels like, sounds like, and tastes like. So hopefully you have done a similar process where you can clearly see all these components of your negative emotional state, right? This is what these top athletes practice for thousands of hours. They watch tapes of themselves to even know what it is specifically they're doing. They get feedback from their coaches and from experts, and they watch how winners before them have done it, right? And almost, actually, most of them will say, and it's been said that 90% of their training is mental. They visualize their outcomes. They manage their stress. They monitor how they think and talk to themselves. They set high and realistic goals. They don't just show up and hope things go well, right? There's a detailed and well-defined plan on how they're going to win the gold, right? They have completely mastered controlling their body and their mindset, and we'll get to mindset later, right? But I want you to take the same approach to understanding your own body's reactions to negative emotions. All right, so how do you do your mornings, right? You've made these ratings. You can see what your numbers are typically in the morning, but how do you start your day? This is really important in terms of setting up good habits and kicking us out of sometimes that morning slump, that dragging feeling we have when we're first waking up and, you know, trying to rub our eyes and get going for the day, right? Oftentimes, you know, we wake up and we pick up whatever was going on mentally from the previous day, and we just carry it right on through, right? Or we have some sort of sense of dread, or maybe it's not even that strong, but just sort of blah feeling in the morning, right? And how we start our day can really determine the outcome of the day. So what's your morning routine, right? Let's look at that really significantly right now. So I want you to imagine, right, it's minutes before the big game, right? Maybe you're in the locker room, right, and you're pumping yourself up, right, before you got to get out on the field. It's minutes. It's just, you know, it's time to perform. It's time to be at your peak state. Maybe it's right before you take the stage, right before you get out there for that competition. You know, maybe you were an athlete in the past and you can remember what you would do to pump yourself up for this kind of event, right? So put yourself in that place, imagining it's right before you take the stage, imagining it's right minutes right before the big final championship of the season. And it's you, you're the performer, you're the athlete. What songs would you have playing on the speaker overhead or in your earbuds? What songs would you want to be listening to at that moment? Right? We want to actually think very specifically about what songs pump you up. Right? Music is an incredible tool for changing your state. Right? Sometimes we listen to music when we're feeling sad that's more sad. And it's like pouring fuel onto the fire. Like, oh, yeah, I am sad. Oh, and this song is also sad. And I'm so sad because this song is sad. And oh, it's just giving me more feelings to be sad about, right? That is not what we're up to. So if you're right before the big game and you need to feel energetic, resourceful, alive, strong, confident, what songs do you have playing? Right? We start writing some down. Right, some common songs, Thunderstruck by AC/DC is a pretty good one. Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, if you remember Rocky. Eminem has some good ones too. Lose Yourself is a pretty good one by Eminem. Not all of his are great, right? There's another one, Two Steps from Hell, right? I know some people like those. Some good classic rock pump your up songs or hard rock. Whatever it is, I want you to think of one or two or three songs right now that you would have playing if it was your moment to step out on the field. Okay, so write those down. If you need to pause and do a little internet search for them, if you need to think about it, we're going to start setting your morning up in a different way than probably you have been up until now. What music do you have playing as you start your morning? Can you put some earbuds in, right? No matter where you are, maybe you need to go to the bathroom by yourself because you've got a family or you're at work or whatever it is, right? First thing in the morning, not, oh, I'll get to that after XYZ, right? First thing in the morning, you pop out of bed, you know, okay, the coffee's getting made, and you tend to your emotional state just the same way you would brush your teeth and wash your face and put your socks on, right? We often are not paying attention, and we're just going through the motions of whatever emotional state we are, and we pay more attention to what our hair is doing than what's happening in our body and in what's happening with our feelings, right? So what songs would you pick? I want you to write them down. Get them on your playlist. And then not songs that are going to make you pissed off, right? Not that kind of pumped up feeling, but songs that are really going to be motivating, energizing, toe tapping, something that feels good. All right. I want you to, every morning this week, every morning, listen to a few songs in that genre, right? So listen to Rocky in the morning. Listen to whatever it is for you that gets you feeling excited, right? Let this be fun. This can be super fun, right? Kids, I know when I first did this, my kids love to be involved. They love to see me being goofy in the morning, jumping up and down, getting ready for my day to music that I like. They love it too. Right? And sometimes there are times where I'm on the road or I'm traveling and I'm in a different situation. I'm not in the comfort of my own home or whatever it is. I've got to get to work early and I'll find a private area and do it in the bathroom at work, right? Or blare in the car as I'm driving. But the important thing is to pay attention. What state am I at right now? And let's kick it up a notch, right? If you're waking up at a 6, let's get it to an 8, right? If you're living consistently below an 8, life does not feel good, right? It feels fine. It's not bad, but it certainly isn't good, right? We want to get your state an 8 or higher consistently throughout the day and practice getting it an 8 or higher. And one of the best ways to do that is to pay attention to how you're doing your mornings. All right. So if you need to pause here, get some songs down, that's going to be part of this week's challenge, is to start doing your morning differently. All right. The next thing I want to do is really starting to look at different ways that we can control physiology, right? And one of those ways is by encouraging relaxation in the body. You know, last week we learned about breathing. We learned that soft belly, diaphragmatic breathing technique, right? Which hopefully by now you're starting to practice a little bit more regularly, especially when you get into a negative state. Right? Especially if one of those negative states happens to be anxious or angry or irritated or frustrated, right? That can be really, really helpful. And You've been practicing breathing. You're going to have a new morning routine of getting pumped up and by music. And I'd also highly suggest doing something physical in the morning. Does it need to be going to the gym for an hour and a half, lifting weights and getting on the treadmill or going for a big run? No. If you can do that, please do it. It will change the course of your day. And if you can't, do 5 minutes of jumping jacks, push-ups, some sort of something to get you pumped up for your day, right? With music is even better. There's lots of amazing apps that you can use that give you, that will run you through, you know, 5, 7, 8 minutes of physical exercise. But you don't need an app, right? You can just jump up and down. You can do whatever it is, go on a walk. If you've got a dog, dogs are a great excuse to get moving, right? Throw some earbuds in, put some kick-ass tunes on, and get outside, move your body. If you can't get outside, if the weather sucks, do it in the house, right? This is about getting control of your life back and mastering what's going on within you. So that's one way, right? So that's pumping yourself up, getting yourself to that 8, 9, or 10 in your mood. Another way we want to deal with is when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we've got that fight or flight or stress response on in the body. Right? There, we want to work at relaxing. We want to work at changing our physiology in one direction or another. If we're super tense, we want to slow down. But we definitely need to break the pattern of the negative emotional states we find ourselves in. So we're going to practice a skill right now called autogenics. It's been around for decades and decades, it's probably at least 80 years old by now. There's tons of research behind it, and it's a form of self-hypnosis. Now, that sounds really weird. When I first learned about this technique, I thought, well, you know, I hope no one is going to make me quack like a duck or make me do something I don't want to do. And no, that's not it. Self-hypnosis is really about saying something over and over to ourselves and creating a certain state by repeating a phrase in our minds. So we're going to do that. So I want you to find a place where you can be comfortable, where you can be undisturbed, where you can have the next few minutes just to yourself. No one's going to interrupt you. And we're going to practice an exercise designed to counteract that fight or flight response that we talked about last week. Okay, so just getting as comfortable as you can. If you need to adjust any clothing, take your glasses off, kick off your shoes, put your feet up, not to the point where you're going to fall asleep, right? Try not to go horizontal, because that really helps teaches the body it wants to go to sleep. But getting as comfortable as you can and just being open to this new experience. All right. Okay, so settling in, letting your eyes gently close, taking a deep breath in, letting that out. And another one, deep breath in. Just sighing, melting into the chair, whatever you're sitting on. I'll be going through a series of phrases. And I want you, every time I say them, to say them back in your own mind. Repeat them to yourself silently in your mind while imagining creating that sensation in your body. So, for example, one of the phrases is, my arms are heavy and warm. So, when you're saying that back to yourself, imagine your arms being heavy and warm. Maybe you imagine sitting by a campfire where you can feel the warmth. Or you imagine being curled up and comfortable in your own bed. Or a big down jacket on where your arms feel warm. Whatever it is, just use your imagination to create that sensation. We'll be going through several statements like that, and I'll say them multiple times. Just repeat them back to yourself while imagining that sensation as the best you can. So just getting as comfortable as you can wherever you are. Deep breath in and out. My arms are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. My arms are heavy and warm. I am at peace. Are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. My arms are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. My arms are heavy and warm. I am at peace. My legs are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. My legs are heavy and warm. I am at peace. My legs are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. Heavy and warm. I am at peace. My legs are heavy and warm. I'm at peace. My breathing is calm and relaxed. I'm at peace. My breathing is calm and relaxed. I'm at peace. My breathing is calm and relaxed. I'm at peace. My breathing is calm and relaxed. I am at peace. My breathing is calm and relaxed. I'm at peace. My heartbeat is calm and strong. I am at peace. My heartbeat is calm and strong. I'm at peace. Heartbeat is calm and strong. I'm at peace. My heartbeat is calm and strong. I'm at peace. Heartbeat is calm and strong. I'm at peace. My abdomen radiates warmth. I'm at peace. Abdomen radiates warmth. I'm at peace. My abdomen radiates warmth. I'm at peace. Abdomen radiates warmth. I am at peace. My abdomen radiates warmth. I'm at peace. Is pleasantly cool. I am at peace. My forehead is pleasantly cool. I'm at peace. Thank you. My forehead is pleasantly cool. I'm at peace. My forehead is pleasantly cool. I'm at peace. My forehead is pleasantly cool. I am at peace. Now just staying in this deeply relaxed state for as long as you'd like. Knowing you can return at any point. And letting your breathing deepen as you become aware of your surroundings. Aware of your body against the chair. Aware of the room around you. Wiggling fingers and toes, and opening your eyes when you're ready. Stretching if you need to until you're alert. So how was that? What did you notice? There's no good or bad. There's no it worked or it didn't work. Right? How does it feel to be in your body in this moment? Did you notice any differences from before we did that exercise to now? What did you learn about yourself? Again, this is all just about starting to pay attention to what's going on in the body. How does it feel in this moment? Are you relaxed? Did you become aware of some other emotions, sensations? Was it difficult to focus? Did you fall asleep? This can be a very helpful exercise in regulating the nervous system. It's one that many people I've worked with in the past appreciate for sleep. I know I've certainly used it when I've had trouble getting to sleep. And I can't always remember all of them, right? I've had years of practice at this one, but sometimes people can't remember them or they can only remember one or two phrases, and that's okay. Sometimes I've worked with people that have taken one phrase, my legs are heavy and warm, and use that when they're at the bus stop, use that when they're in line at the grocery store, and just said it over and over to themselves. It doesn't have to be 15 minutes of quiet and undisturbed time. If you can get that, great. And if you can't, you can use these phrases, any of them that you remember, to encourage the body's parasympathetic nervous system to kick in and to settle down, right? When we get in those negative emotional states, oftentimes our nervous system is kicked into gear, right? So this is a way you can practice changing your state, right? All right, so let's pause here and come back for this week's challenge.